Hello, hello, hello. It's day 6 of the 12 days of Christmas. And I think about what he has done for us. I was sitting here reading about the stripes that he took upon his body in order for us to be healed. And I was just almost blown away just thinking about it, the idea of how love really acts. Love is so sacrificial, and we're not talking about just any love, we're talking about agape love. So I just wanted to think about, what do we give him for Christmas this year? What do we give him for Christmas? And I was reading this book by George Barna, and it's kind of a little evaluation scale, you might say, of being able to check yourself on your discipleship progress. And I thought, well, there's a lot of people going to grab a hold of the legalism thing. But you know what? James said, faith without works is dead. And so I wanted to just go quickly down this list to give you something to think about. You know, as far as stability, and are you headed in a direction? And have you got goals in your growth and this sort of thing? And it's really, somebody said, you know, life is God's gift to us. What we do with it is our gift back to Him. And I have to think about that same thing is true with our place in the Lord. What are we doing with it? What are we doing? Anyway, if you're, and this is written by Barna, so I'm just going to go down the list here. It says, if you wonder how you're doing as a disciple and as a disciple maker, let me encourage you to thoughtfully consider 10 simple questions. Number one, are you certain that your eternal salvation has been determined by your confession of sins and your reception of Christ's gift of forgiveness? That's awesome. Number two, do you consistently obey Jesus' teachings? Number three, do you always love other people in practical ways, especially when fellow followers of Christ? Especially fellow followers of Christ. Let me say that again. Do you always love other people in practical ways, comma, especially fellow followers of Christ? Number four, have you put the attractions and distractions of this world in their proper place and focused on knowing, loving, and serving God? Number five, do you carry the burdens of following Jesus with joy? Do you carry the burdens of following Jesus with joy? Number six, do you live in such a way as to show others what the Christian life looks like? Number seven, do you relate to other Christians consistently, comma, in a spiritual setting and for spiritual purposes? Number eight, are you sharing your faith in Christ with those who have not embraced Him as their Savior? Are you sharing your faith in Christ with those who have not embraced Him as their Savior? That's one of the things that disciples do, is make disciples. Number nine, are you helping other believers grow spiritually? Some people say, well, I don't feel like going to church today. It's this and that. And I'm thinking, maybe somebody there needed you. Maybe you aren't feeling like you want to hear the word. Maybe you've sat week after week. Maybe this, maybe that. But you know what? What if somebody there needs you? What if just that friendly handshake encourages some people's week? Why do we have to have it be about us? Okay, number 10, do you consistently seek guidance from God in all you do? When you are a true disciple of Jesus Christ, you will bear fruit worthy of a follower of the risen Lord. Isn't that awesome? These are just little questions to ask ourselves. Nobody's trying to pick on you or anything of that sort, but I think it's crucial that we ask ourselves some measurable criteria and set some goals in each of these areas. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow.